No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap radio show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Woburn, Westboro, and Hyannis are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek's been recognized by Boston Magazine as one of their top wealth advisors, and together with Keith, co-authored Victory, Winning in Health, Wealth, and Success. They've been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal, but they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. And on today's show, we're going to discuss things you should do to protect yourself from the next big data breach. With millions of Americans affected by the recent Equifax breach, it's important to know what to do to protect yourself. After that, we're going to discuss how to have the difficult conversations with your parents about estate planning, and then we'll kind of reverse it and talk about the important conversations that you'll want to have with your children about how to inherit money. What happens if something happens to you? Do they know the steps that are important to take to make sure that they're getting the maximum value out of your accounts and at the minimum tax liability? And some other things that we'll dig into as well. And finally, in our weekly market report, we'll discuss what a private equity fund is and if it may be beneficial to your portfolio. But with that being said, Keith and Matt, I'll get right into it. There's obviously been a huge breach of information with Equifax. And I know we get a lot of concerned folks calling us, and we put a little link on our Facebook page and website just to try to help people out a little bit. But what are you telling people that call? What happened?
Yeah, just to make sure, I'm sure our listeners are aware of it. But if not, the credit reporting company called Equifax announced a couple weeks ago that it suffered a data breach affecting an estimated 143 million consumers. Again, 143 million, exposing names, Social Security, and other data. I mean, we're literally talking about the crown jewels of your personal information, which is, again, Social Security numbers, date of birth, things like that. And it's really frustrating as well, just because it's frustrating as well as, sort of illuminating in the sense that I don't think a lot of people are aware of about the credit reporting agencies, how they get your information. You know, it's like anytime there's like a privacy policy and you click a little box, whether it's signing up for this or signing up for that, a lot of your private data eventually goes to companies like Equifax, TransUnion. Yep. Yeah, exactly. So next thing you know, here's a company that gets it all without really us really knowing it. And then they get hacked. And then it is such a huge thing. I mean, literally, there's been, 2 days before the Equifax breach, there was 975 data breaches this year. Again, close to 1,000 data breaches, exposing 19.4 million. So, I mean, we're talking, 160 million people are having their information out there. So it's just, for all that, I mean, we have some good links and things like that to talk about, but really just wanted to make sure that if you hadn't heard about it already, it's something that you need to be aware of.
Well, in 2016, data breaches reached an all-time high of data breaches. And then during the first half of 2017, they're saying it's up about 29% from the same period last year. So as this becomes more prevalent, it's important to take proactive steps to protect yourself. So Keith, what are some things that listeners can do?
Yeah, you know, some things that I think most people are hesitant to do is don't give your Social Security number unless you have to, unless it's mandatorily needed by whatever company that is asking for it. You know, maybe you can use the last four or something along those lines. Beef up the security in your accounts, you know, by, you know, having like a two-step process or whatever it is. You know, make sure your also your passwords are not easy, like 123456, or your date of birth, or you know something along those lines.
Maybe
something
mix
that's
them up.
Very easy.
Maybe if one password's, you know, for I know for you guys, you have my name as a password, right? Derek 1234.
Yes,
five.
Derek number one. Yes,
I love
exactly.
Derek. Yes, I love
right.
Derek. One.
I believe that's it. Yes.
But you shouldn't have that for all your passwords.
You're giving away my password to all of our listeners right now.
Maybe have I love Derek one on some, but then maybe like I. Really love Jeez. Derek one on the others. Maybe just change it up. But honestly, people should be changing up their passwords. So, because if one person gets one,
you get them all.
And you know, if it's the same across the board, then you get the same for everyone.
You have access to that person's life, basically.
Well, that's the thing. And I'm sure there's people listening that have been victims of identity fraud. I mean, and they generally do one of two things. Number one is that they'll take that information and then they'll take out a new credit card and then just and go to town, basically. Yeah. You know, so I have a new credit card. Now it's under Derek's name. And, you know, here I go to, you know, the nearest mall and I'm going to town. And then secondly, they'll take that information. Then they'll file false tax returns on your behalf as well. I mean, we've had
you get a lot of calls around the beginning or the mid April, you know, saying, you know, you need to do this, you need to do that, take that extra step. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to file that false tax return to get that refund.
Right.
And it's not even real.
It's amazing just in our own company how much we spend for IT. People ask us like our IT bill, people will be horrified, but obviously we need to protect our clients and their identity. And it's just something that we know as a part of the new age that we're in, and that we have to protect the folks that we're working with and trusting with their money. And it's important for folks listening that maybe aren't with us right now and haven't worked with us to make sure they take the steps to get everything protected. Another one, Matt, just to throw it out there before I forget, is that don't use unsecured Wi-Fi. If you're in some unsecured network and you're putting all this information, there's a chance that someone could hack in and get that information from them.
Well, and that's the thing too. I mean, you're talking about like sort of internal policies and whatnot. I mean, sometimes I feel like a broken record when I say it, but you know, at team meetings and whatnot, like, okay, guys, don't download anything from anyone. I mean, because I, you know, I don't know, at least once a day, you get this random email, and it's not even like the your traditional like I'm a you know Nigerian prince that I need you know that I need money.
I mean, that's I get
like
those.
You still get. I mean, oh, yeah. You know, now it's like it's like oh hey you know we
I think you'd enjoy this or something like that. You know what I mean?
Or exactly. Or it's like, hey, open this for your invoice. And it's like, oh, it's a bill. I better pay my bill. And it's like, you know, so I love, I mean, as I said, it sounds like a dead horse, but all right, guys, no downloads, you know, no attachments. If you don't know the sender, don't do a thing. I mean, because normally it's that. It's human error that allows the, you know, the criminals to come in. So I think we have a website too that we have a link. We don't have it here, but certainly reach out for a website or email us at ask.
Yeah, if you have questions, you can email us at ask@shpne.com. That's ask@shpne.com, and just ask us for some information because we do have a link available to check if you're on the list, number one, and number two, ways that you can protect yourself going forward. Another one is it's a very common thing that you should be doing, but I noticed, you know, when I was brought up, you know, at a young age, my parents were one of the first things I learned was how to balance a checkbook.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that has kind of gone the way of the dinosaur. A lot of folks now just swipe their card and pay the credit card statement or it comes off as a debit out of their account. But make sure you're checking those accounts regularly for purchases that you might say, I don't remember going to this place, or I don't remember paying $2,000 at so-and-so company. You know, make sure it's nothing out of the ordinary.
And it's also true. And I've had a client reach out and they're like, hey, Matt, how about this? And I'm like, okay. They've thought about putting a freeze on their credit. Now you can do that. The good news is that they can't take out a credit card and they can't do this. The bad news is you can't necessarily buy new property or you know you might have a little bit of, you'd have to go back and unfreeze your credit score. But at the same time, if you're not buying a new property anytime soon, that's something you might want to consider.
Yeah, so all these things are important, and it's just one of the things that's a timely topic we wanted to bring up to make sure we're always providing value, because you want to make sure we're helping you going forward as you get to and through retirement. And obviously a data breach could change your retirement outcome if you have a lot of money taken from your account or if someone takes your identity, that's a big undertaking that you definitely don't want to have to go through if you can avoid it. So at SHP Financial, our main job is to build you a retirement roadmap. We work with you one-on-one to build a roadmap that consists of an income plan you can't outlive, an investment plan that matches your risk tolerance, a tax plan to minimize taxes both legally and ethically, a healthcare plan to address healthcare expenses in retirement, and a legal plan to make sure your estate plan is addressed going forward. All these areas are important and make up your retirement roadmap. So if you need our assistance, pick up the phone and give us a call. The number is 800-227-7777. Just say you want a review for your retirement roadmap on your retirement roadmap. Again, 800-227-7777 or go to shpfinancial.com. We'll be right back to discuss how to best have the difficult conversation with your parents about estate planning. Stay tuned.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Can you imagine trying to build a house with only a hammer? Of course not. So how could you possibly build a retirement plan without having all the tools? Hi, this is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial, to make sure you know that not all financial advisors are the same. At SHP Financial, we are fiduciaries who are required to act in your best interest. But what really makes us different is all the tools that we bring to the table to create solid retirement plans. As an independent firm, we aren't beholden to a big Wall Street bank or insurance company like some advisors. Stop working with people that are only trying to sell you annuities or only offer investment advice. At SHP Financial, you'll get a full retirement plan that covers income planning, investment planning, tax planning, healthcare planning, and legacy planning all in one place. Call us today, 800-227-7777, to schedule a complimentary financial review. That's 800-227-7777, or visit us at shpfinancial.com.
Why do so many people have trusts for their families? Do I need one, and what exactly can it do for me?
How will my son legally make healthcare and financial decisions for me if I'm not well?
What is the estate tax, and how can I minimize what my family has to pay?
How do I protect my children from lawsuits or divorce?
When you think about the comfort and security of your loved ones, there are so many questions that the whole thing can seem overwhelming. I'm attorney Keith McManus. At McManus Estate Planning, we'll walk you through each step of our dedicated process and address all of your concerns. Then, we create a complete and detailed plan specifically for you. We're committed to carrying out your wishes and protecting your family from the courts, liens, and the tax collector. You see, estate planning isn't just something we do, it's the only thing we do. When you're ready to start planning for the future, call McManus Estate Planning at 508-778-8855 or visit McManusEstatePlan.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
As we continually meet with listeners like yourself from this show, we find that a lot of you out there have different pieces of your plan put together. But a lot of folks and their family members are lacking important parts of a retirement plan that, when you neglect them, could be the difference of saving or spending hundreds of thousands of dollars or missing out on important tax savings and different areas of retirement. So you should obviously, when you build a plan, you obviously don't want to leave important parts out of it. And like I mentioned earlier in the show, the best time to build and implement a plan is when you don't need it. And so, going forward, I want to first introduce to you my guest, which is Keith McManus from McManus Estate Planning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Derek. Thanks for having me here.
Great to see you as always, and thanks for all the advice you provided for our listeners for so many years now. Obviously, and we get
my
so
pleasure.
Many compliments over the years, and we really appreciate, you know, you're the smart one on the show, which isn't saying much.
In my 21st year of law practice.
And you started at
it is
five,
unbelievable.
Right?
Yeah.
Five?
You'd think so. I still feel that way.
That's what I think. You know,
yeah.
I feel pretty young, and it's like this is our 15th year of this company.
It's amazing.
It's like, wow.
Time flies. You know, that's these planning opportunities. You got to do them while it's in front of you.
And so the title of this segment, if you will, is Five Estate Planning Topics to discuss with your parents.
Yeah. Oh, this comes up a lot.
Yeah. So what are you telling folks, or what are people asking?
So part of McManus estate planning's process is having review meetings and having family meetings. In other words, we want to be proactive with clients, and we suggest having conversations, not necessarily legal conversations getting into technicalities, but making sure that family members, parents, children are all on the same page so they know what to expect and so they have the best result. And also to maintain something that's really important to McManus Estate Planning and SHP, which is family harmony.
Correct.
In order to make that work, we've come up with five topics that are great for listeners to just kind of, you know, sink their teeth into it and take advantage of this.
All right, so let's go. What's the number one topic that people should be discussing?
The number one topic, which jumps right off the page, is do you have a will or a trust? Do you have an estate plan? So the first conversation is, has any effort been made to develop a current, up-to-date estate plan? So that's going to include documents like wills, but primarily we want documents for the vast majority of estates to be based around up-to-date trusts that are going to deal with avoiding probate, addressing estate taxes, protecting assets from lawsuits and divorces and things down the road, and asking your parents or children, you know, having that family conversation about, is it time to do this? And the time to do it is right away.
Correct. Before you need it or before it's too late.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's amazing how we talk about each and every show. I mean, there's folks that come in and, you know, they just, you ask them, what's your estate plan? They're like, well,
yeah, I did it 10 years ago.
I mean, it's amazing. I think a lot of you listening should think about getting a second opinion at a minimum. I mean, I was talking to another advisor that we know from the industry, and he's out in the other part of the country. And he talked about just himself. He was diagnosed with, unfortunately, cancer a few years ago.
Yeah.
And he went to the doctor and they told him, this is what you have to do. And he said, okay. And then just to make sure, he got a second opinion, and that second opinion literally saved his life.
Oh.
And so, obviously, this is not anywhere near as drastic as that, but
sure.
In the world of estate planning, financial planning, you're yourself a second opinion on what you have to make sure you're not missing anything. Because you might think you have this plan that's doing what it's supposed to be doing. If you're not keeping a normal in contact with your advisor and your estate planning attorney like we do here, that's something, even if someone comes in to meet with me and we're building them a plan and they say, yeah, I have an estate plan, I did it 5 years ago. I'll always say, well, you need to get a second opinion. Make sure, I'll take your word for it, I believe you, but let's make sure it's accurate.
Brush it off. Just like, you know, people that own vehicles, you need to get oil changes just to make sure the thing runs
correct.
The right way, have it looked at. You don't expect to just purchase it and have it sit there forever in a workable condition. And, you know, to build off on something you just said, Derek, with healthcare decisions, the number two topic is, you know, have you named your healthcare surrogates, your healthcare agents, as well as an attorney in fact, like under a power of attorney?
And why is that important?
So really important documents have to do with in the event you become incapacitated. So the way medical technology is these days, more and more people have a period of disability or a period of incapacity before they've died. Sometimes these can be lengthy periods of time when they're not in control of their decisions. They're not able to communicate sometimes. So for you as a client, being able to have up-to-date, current healthcare proxies, HIPAA authorizations, and powers of attorney are critical to avoid having family members need to get court approval or probate court approval for things like GALs, guardianships, conservatorships.
Sure.
Even in regards to having minor children. You know, having temporary orders set up so that if something happens and you've got little children, so there's no delay, so they can immediately be placed with a family member if you've become incapacitated, you know, so there's no kind of disruption in the lives of minors or incapacitated people.
I'll take number three is simply, are your beneficiaries current and are they named? And so when you have a work policy or life insurance, are the beneficiaries up to date in everything you have? Which leads me to number four, make sure that you keep your important documents. I'd say at least let one person know where these documents are, because if you need to use a healthcare proxy or if a durable power of attorney is needed, well, someone needs to know where that document is.
Right.
And so those are three and four, and I'll let you end with number five, if you don't mind, which is basically, are you able to, or any other personal wishes or matters that should be discussed outside of those major areas.
Yes. So for number five, are there any personal wishes? We want to make sure your estate plan and your financial plan work together very well and that they're customized to your situation. These are not supposed to be templates. These are not supposed to be one-size-fits-all documents. They're supposed to be customized to your situation. Is this estate going to need to deal with taxation? You need to know that. Is it important to protect the assets for the next generation? Protect them from divorces and lawsuits or nursing home claims? Or what exactly is that family looking to try and focus on? So yeah, that's a very important piece.
I think just like you said, our offices are always in communication. We work as a team to make sure that the client is getting the best of both worlds from a legal standpoint, from a financial standpoint, and then making sure as things change that we update each other. So if the situation's fine, great. We don't really need to go to Keith for more advice. But down the road, if something happens, if they have a grandchild, unfortunately, who has special needs issues and we need to do things, my office and Attorney McManus's office is always working hand in hand for our clients, which is important because you want to make sure that those professionals are talking.
All on the same team.
And so what I want to make known is that for Attorney McManus does some live events. And what he does is he educates you on exactly why it's so important to look into these areas, educate you on what a trust is, what are the main four benefits of having a trust. And for some people, it could be saving $200,000-$400,000 of taxes for your next generation. He's doing a couple of events in October. So if you want to sign up, one of them is Pine Hills in Plymouth, the golf course, and the other one is Fireside in Middleborough. Both are dinners and a live event where he's going to be discussing the areas we just went through. If you want to see if there's space available, which I believe there currently is, but obviously they fill up fast, call his office, book yourself into one of these events. The number to do so is 508-778-8855. Again, Pine Hills and Fireside, both events are in October. You get to, you know, meet and greet with Keith as well as learn about exactly what an estate plan would look like on your situation and why it's important for you and your family to discuss. 508-778-8855. We just talked about having an important conversation with your parents. Now we're going to reverse the script and make sure for you parents how to have that conversation with your children about the best way to inherit money and take over if anything were to happen to you. You're listening to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, your map to financial freedom, brought to you by SHP Financial. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
You've spent most of your life working to succeed. All the money you've saved and the assets you've earned are going to become your family's inheritance. Carefully documenting this transfer of wealth in an estate plan isn't something that can be trusted to just anyone. I'm Attorney Keith McManus. At McManus Estate Planning, the only thing we do is estate planning. My staff and I are 100% focused on making sure that every dollar, all of your property and every asset goes to your loved ones at the right time. After all you've done to build your wealth, you should know that it will remain intact. We'll develop an estate plan based on trusts for everything you need to preserve your legacy. We'll provide you with a thorough set of documents that are specific to you and your estate. Because estate planning isn't just something we do, it's the only thing we do. When you're ready to start planning for the future, call McManus Estate Planning at 508-778-8855 or visit McManusEstatePlan.com.
When you're building a home, you need more than just four walls. You need a roof. You need a foundation. Without these things, your home would be incomplete. The same can be said for your retirement planning. Hi, this is Keith Ellis, co-founder of SHP Financial. If your financial advisor is only looking at your investment portfolio, it's like having a house with no roof. At SHP Financial, when we create our customized retirement roadmap plans for our clients, managing their investments is only one part of the process. We include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, and healthcare and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777, or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
This is Derek Gregoire from SHP Financial, here to talk to you about your grocery list. When most people go to the supermarket, they know the nutritional content and the cost of the items they put in their cart. My two favorites are ice cream and ribeye, but living on ice cream alone would be pretty risky for my health, and living on ribeye would be pretty tough on my wallet. That's why we make informed decisions and limit foods that won't put our health or budget at risk. But when it comes to investments, most people couldn't tell you which ones are risky or if they are paying extra hidden fees. So if you'd like to know the real risk level and fees of your investments, give SHP Financial a call at 800-227-7777. You may be surprised to find out how much in fees you're actually paying. What would potentially saving thousands of dollars mean to you? Let SHP put your financial shopping cart in order. Call now, 800-227-7777, for a complimentary risk and fee analysis. That's 800-227-7777 or online at shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So over the last few months and many, many years, actually, we've heard from you loud and clear, and a lot of listeners have come in to meet with us, and we find like there's such a lack of planning that goes on out there in the financial world. Most of you have investment plans and stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, but I think what separates us from many of our competitors and other people that work in this field is we don't only just build your investment plan. We don't only build you an income plan, but we look at tax planning strategies, healthcare planning strategies, legacy planning strategies, and it's all in one place. It's all here at SHP Financial. We have that team in place that can help get you to and through retirement. And I quoted, one of my clients had come in and they were about 5 years away from retirement, and they were just so excited to get going and build a plan. They asked me, do you know what the best time to build and implement a plan is? And I said, no, what? When? And they said, when you don't need it. And it's so important, because when you don't need it, that's when it's time to build a plan, so that when you do need it, it's in place and you don't have to worry about trying to go back and do things that you can't even do at that point. It's too late.
So what you're saying is it's better to be proactive than reactive.
Exactly. So the best time to build a plan is when you don't need it. So if you're 5 years away from retirement, get in here, start building the plan that you work so hard to create. And if you want to meet us a different way, we also have two workshops coming up. This is what I was mentioning. We didn't do as many this year, but we're starting to get back in the groove of doing live events that you can come meet us, learn about exactly what we do, but more importantly, how we can help you get to and through retirement with our trademarked retirement roadmap process. So with that being said, we have two events in October in Woburn, Strega Prime. It's a steakhouse in Woburn, so it's dinner. We have an office right above that restaurant. We have Tuesday, October 17th, as well as Thursday, October 19th. If you want to sign up for either of those days and to come meet us at 6 p.m., Woburn, Strega Prime, go to shpworkshops.com. Again, that's shpworkshops.com. If you're more South Shore, this is our main office is Plymouth. We have events end of October, beginning of November, I believe, as well at Mirabeau Inn and Spa in Plymouth, Mass. So if you're more, you know, the neck of the woods of the Plymouth South Shore area, you can go to shpworkshops.com. Sign up while there's space available. We'd love to get to know you and meet you at this event. But we just wanted to get that out there before we talked about an important topic that most advisors don't talk about to their clients with. And, you know, it's one thing that we always stress. And Matt, I know you were just saying you had a conversation with one of your client's daughters just about a week ago, because now you build this plan. You get this plan in place. It's all ready to go for retirement. We look at income and investments, taxes. We do all this heavy lifting for our clients. And then what? The next step is to make sure that there's some sort of communication method, which in us, we either talk to the children and or we put this language right into our clients' plans. They get a physical plan that they can hold and go through. But Matt, that's how important it is to make sure you communicate to the next of kin.
Right. And it was a wonderful sort of meeting in general, just, you know, seeing my client. And not to say that this is the only reason why, you know, obviously I'm biased, but not to say this is the only reason why I want to work with guys like us. But, you know, we are on the younger side, you know, 39, 40 years old. And I'm talking to a client who's
37.
I'm 38 for a couple more months. But I'm sitting there talking with a client at one of our events, and he just said, you know, thank you so much for taking the time to kind of review the finances and the fundamental of finances with his daughter. And it was so important, because, you know, this gentleman, you know, did really well, had about $2-3 million, fully retired now. One of his daughters, you know, she's getting an MBA. So she's really, you know, really savvy, understands finance. While his other one is out in the West Coast and, you know, is more of an artsy type of lifestyle and is completely, you know, I mean, obviously she's very smart, but not necessarily when it comes to finances. And just to be able to spend, you know, 20 minutes, half an hour, 45 minutes with her to say, okay, here's something that you need to consider now at your age, but then establishing that link, because at a certain point in time, you know, she's going to inherit, you know, close to $1 million to $2 million from her parents.
Yeah.
And the thought of that going to waste, or her being taken advantage of somebody that's not looking out for her best interest, I mean, it just meant so much for my client to know that I'm going to be there making sure that his daughter isn't, you know, that's not wasted.
Well, imagine you working your entire life and getting to this point, and you're leaving a nice amount behind to your children, and your advisor is not really, he's there or she's there, but they're not really involved as part with the family and communicating. And if that person, if that beneficiary or your daughter or son takes the money the wrong way and doesn't follow through on the plan that you may have for them, that could be like a $500,000 mistake from a tax standpoint.
Well, not only that too. I mean, and talk about practice what you preach. I mean, sometimes people will ask me, they'll say, Matt, okay, what happens to you? I'm like, all right, well, guess what? I have Derek, I have Keith, and I have, you know, a whole other
team of 20.
Right. That's going to, you know, it's all about that continuity. So, I mean, you need to have that continuity in your business, you know, obviously for self-employed guys like us, but you need to have that type of continuity in your own family.
I had a recent client, Matt, that joined us. They listened to this radio show for many years, and they came in, they sat down, they said, you know what, one of the main things was not only did they lack a plan, but they were working with this gentleman doing fine, doing a good job for them, but it was just him and one, like an assistant, and like if something happens to them, I don't even know what I'm going to do. So the main reason they chose us, not to mention the amount of years we've had in the business and the expertise, but also just really that, you know, the three of us are fairly young, but also we have a team. There's 20 right. of us here.
Absolutely.
So we're not, if something happened, God forbid, to one of us, it's not like they're going to be left in the dark. There is a plan in place that's going to be executed for the rest of their lives. So Keith, I know you have conversations as well. What's some of the things that people should be thinking about when leaving money behind to the next generation to educate them?
Yeah, like you said, I think most people aren't having these conversations. These advisors are not having these conversations with the children of the client, which I think is so, so important, because so many mistakes are made in that transfer of wealth. So for instance, the majority of our clients' money, when you look at it from a percentage basis, is pre-tax money. Everyone contributes so much to their 401ks, maybe get matches along the way, 457 plans, 403bs, and they've accumulated all their wealth, but it's all pre-tax. And what happens is they go through their lives, they're taking their required minimum distributions or the amounts that they need out, and then something happens to them. To me, this is the most important piece of any when educating the children on how to take the money, because there's options that they do have. And one of the best options available is treating it like a stretch IRA or an inherited IRA, not taking it as a lump sum in that year. Obviously, depending on their tax situation, the amount of income they're making, you know, there could be some circumstances where it would make sense to take it as a lump sum. But I would say 90% of the time, you're better off looking at stretching it over that person's life. So the IRS actually has required minimum distribution tables. Most people think they start at 70 and a half. It actually goes back to age one, you know? So my grandmother, who's 88, leaves my son Trey, who's 3, her IRA. Well, he can stretch that IRA for the rest of his life, taking his required minimum distributions, therefore leaving that compounding interest in place. It's so, so important.
And there's other things that your advisor should know about, like trust planning, how to handle a trust and administer a trust and work with an attorney afterwards to make sure everything's carried out according to your wishes. There's so many more things we can discuss, but the bottom line, folks, is are you getting this proactive advice? Is your advisory team in place that's going to get you to and through retirement, that has a proprietary trademarked process that looks at all areas of retirement and then educates you and the next generation on how to carry out those wishes going forward? If you don't, now's the time to be proactive, build a plan while you can before it's too late. Give us a call. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, and Hyannis. We'd love to sit down with you. It's about an hour of your time, but it could be a difference between success and failure in retirement. So pick up the phone now and call 800-227-7777. Just say you want a no-obligation review at one of our offices. Again, 800-227-7777 or go to shpfinancial.com. After the break, we're going to discuss what a private equity fund is during our weekly market report. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
This is Matt Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. If you've worked hard and have been fortunate enough to save $1 million or more for retirement, you're in an elite group and should have an investment strategy to match. SHP Financial has a team dedicated to helping build on the success that you've already created. We want you to keep the lifestyle that you have. That's why we're relentless when it comes to protecting your nest egg. We want you to get rid of the unnecessary fees that higher net worth investors pay through overlapping investments and keep you from paying too much in taxes. This can give you more of your money. Look, you expect five-star service, and we're here to give it to you. Call SHP Financial today at 800-227-7777. We'll review your current plan and show you how our team could be your team. Call 800-227-7777 or visit us at shpfinancial.com.
For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777.
We've all heard the expression, expect the unexpected, and that's true in life. But when it comes to your retirement savings, we prefer to say expect the expected. This is Derek Gregoire from SHP Financial. Our strategies as a retirement planning firm are designed to minimize risk in your changing world and develop predictable income plans. Our team works with families to help them take on the unexpected things in life that shouldn't be all that unexpected. At SHP Financial, we can't predict the future, but we can give you a pretty good idea of what you might expect in your retirement. Call us today at 800-227-7777 for a complete retirement roadmap review, and we'll help you prepare for the retirement that you expect. That's 800-227-7777, 800-227-7777, or visit us online at shpfinancial.com.
And now, it's time for your weekly financial update, the SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments, starting now.
So we want to get back to the conversation that we left last segment on, in different ways to make sure you're having the conversation with your children. But before we do, as always, we want to give you a weekly market report and go through a topic that may be new to you, maybe you've heard before, but we want to just try to describe to you in a little bit better detail. So that being said, we have our certified financial planner, Matt Peck, here, and we're going to discuss what a private equity fund is. If you've heard it before, if you've wondered what it is, we're going to discuss what it is. So Matt, I'm going to give you the floor.
Absolutely, Derek. And this has really come to the forefront because there's sort of a wave of alternative investments where, you know, investments themselves don't necessarily fall into either the equity, which is stocks, or bonds and the fixed income. And they're sometimes referred to alternatives. And primarily it's just because, okay, people are looking for yield, they're looking for greater interest. So now there's all this talk of private equity. Okay, so I want to explain what private equity is, how it works, and then how you can sort of access it or potentially access it. So what a private equity fund is sort of a group of individuals that, let's say that they are experts at manufacturing. Okay, so they sort of form an investment fund and they say, I want to target certain private companies that I know my expertise is in management or manufacturing. So I know that if I can take over that company, apply all my expertise, I would be able to clean up that company, make it profitable, and then sell it.
It's like Bill Belichick going back to the Browns.
Exactly.
He's just, all right, I know I have a system. I'm going to take them. I think I can. And then investing in Bill Belichick.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're now Belichick's coming in. He's building up that team from the situation that it is right now. So him and his coaches are what are called the general partners. Okay. They're the ones that have the expertise, that have the football knowledge, that have the ability to go in there and really clean it up. Then you have what are called the limited partners. Well, Bill Belichick might be able to have the mental acumen to do that, but he may not have the financial. So what happens is you have two levels. You have the general partners that are going to get in there and manage it and buy it. But in order to buy it, they need capital. So then they kind of raise money either through banks, or the limited partners will then buy into it.
Investors,
exactly. So that's kind of where you hear about, like, oh, I want to get into private equity. Well, that's because there are potentially these general partners, these people that are looking to raise money because they have companies in their sights that they know if they buy it, they can clean it up and make a profit. here's a couple things of note. Number one is that regulators usually require that a private equity investor be what's called an accredited investor. So this condition states that either as an investor's net worth exceeds $1 million, excluding a primary residence, or annual income exceeds $200,000 for individuals or $300,000 with spouse. So there's only a certain amount of people that might be able to do this directly. And in addition, the general partners, the Belichick and Derek in your example, you know, they're charging 1-2% to do it. Plus, they get 20% of the gain. Exactly. So there's still 80% to get sort of passed out. And in general, private equity has done very, very well in regards to the market. But it's difficult to get into. And lastly is the fact that there are, you know, sometimes people will refer to it as real estate. Like, okay, it's all about location. If I can just sort of find out where the private equity is investing, maybe I can find, you know, get some access to it. So I would certainly, you know, ask your advisor. Obviously, we have some input there too. It's like, how can I access it? There are some hurdles to get in. Mm-hmm. It might be something to consider if it's your situation's good. But long story short, that's what private equity is, and that's why it's sort of coming to the forefront.
Yeah, I think it's important just to educate the listeners. Now you can have a educated conversation on what private equity is going forward, and maybe we can consider it. If you want to give us a call, we can certainly help you out, or maybe not. Depends on your situation, if it makes sense for you, obviously, but it's important to know what it is. As it pertains to the market, we know the market's been doing well. We're having kind of a different type of educational event coming up that we want to alert you on, and the topic is called Understanding Market Corrections. You might be saying, well, why would I want to understand market corrections? The market's been up for, you know, 9 years straight or 8 years straight. But it's important to realize what could happen and steps to take to make sure you avoid it, because the last thing you want to do is be in retirement or close to retirement and take a huge hit on your nest egg. So we're having two different what we call wine and cheese talks, one in Plymouth on Tuesday, October 10th, and another one in Woburn on Thursday, October 12th. Both of them are in our offices. So our Plymouth office, October 10th, we're going to talk about what market corrections are, the history of market corrections, and then managing the impact on your retirement savings. So again, if you want to sign up for that event, it's going to be a wine and cheese social event. Plymouth, Tuesday, October 10th from 5 to 7 p.m. Woburn, Thursday, October 12th. Just call our office, 508-746-2400. Again, 508-746-2400. Or go to events at shpne.com. So last segment, guys, we were talking about the importance of having that conversation with your kids. And Keith had talked a little bit about, you know, if you have a lot of IRA, 401k money behind, you want to make sure your children have what's called a stretch IRA illustration run so that they know how to take that money out to maximize the value and minimize the taxes. Matt, there's also a level of trust knowledge that an advisor should have if they're working with you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, number one is to how to execute a trust. And that is a lot of, okay, how are these assets going to be distributed? When are they to be distributed? And what's the type of cost basis that's involved too? I mean, I love having the conversation between parents and kids, because remember, when you pass away owning an asset or with trust planning, you're able to get what's called a step up in basis. All right, so you might be asking what a step up in basis is. So imagine you invest, you know, 100 grand in GE stock, you know, 30 years ago, and now that same stock is worth $1 million right now. Your kids inherit that at the $1 million. Mm-hmm. You know, if you sold it during your lifetime, now you're paying what's called capital gains. But if your kids inherit, you get up to that $1 million tax free.
Outside of an IRA account.
Correct. So the reason why I bring that up is because I love having this conversation with families to say, okay, if we are talking legacy planning, what stocks are better suited to kind of buy and hold, mm-hmm. so that when you pass away, your kids are getting this great step up in basis, and then at that point they can sell that stock, you know, depending on whether they want to hold on to it or not, they could do so. So it ends up being this cross-generation type of conversation that you need to have.
Yeah, so Keith and Matt, bottom line is when we build a plan, we have literal plans that we give our clients, a nice blue binder. I wish I could show people now. I'm like holding it in my hands for the radio show. But if you have picture a nice blue binder that's your named, it's your plan, it's your retirement roadmap, and every single page is a different aspect of your plan and exactly where you were before and where you are now that we've helped you. So from an income planning standpoint, an example I'm looking in front of me, before the folks that came into our office, they had a gap of income of $3,000 a month that they wanted to cover, and they had no plan for it. Well, guess what? Based on X, Y, and Z, now they have an income plan coming in for the rest of their lives with inflation, so they don't have to worry about an income standpoint. Then we talked about how we built their investment plan to manage risk, minimize fees. They were paying $30,000 in fees before they came to us. Now it's a lot less. So bottom line is, we go to healthcare, we go to legacy, we go to taxes. We talked about the next generation. These are all things, if you're not having these conversations ongoing, either if you're not planning for yourself, or if you're meeting with your advisor once or twice a year, and that's all you talk about is, oh, you made 20 bucks, you made 10%, you lost 10%. It's great that you're making money, but of course you're making money, the market's up. There's so much more to consider in a plan than just the returns on mutual fund stocks and bonds. So if you're not having those conversations with your advisors, if you're not having that conversation in general, you owe it to yourself to come sit down with us for a review to see what makes us different and how we can help you. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, and Hyannis. Don't procrastinate. The best time to build a plan is when you don't need one. So call 800-227-7777. Again, that's 800-227-7777. Or go to our website, shpfinancial.com. When we get back, we're going to take a deep breath. We talked a lot of information on today's show, but we're going to summarize the top two or three areas that we want you to leave you with as the most important from today's show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
If you're getting ready to retire, chances are you entered the workforce over 30 years ago. A lot has changed since then, and you can expect at least as much change over your next 30 years. This is Certified Financial Planner Matthew Peck from SHP Financial, co-host of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, heard right here every weekend. Our team helps people transition their finances from work to retirement. Since our focus is on retirement, we're familiar with life's curves as you age, and we can help you prepare for them. That's why we say, expect the expected. Our goal is to minimize risk and develop predictable lifelong income plans to hedge for what life brings at you. Give us a call today at 800-227-7777 for a retirement roadmap review, and we'll help you prepare for the retirement that you expect and deserve. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777, or visit us online at shpfinancial.com.
For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777.
Have you ever watched a game show where someone has to answer questions under pressure and decide to risk all their winnings or cash out? Hi, I'm Matthew Peck, co-founder of SHP Financial. When it comes to planning for your retirement, that's a game we don't want you to play, especially near retirement and while the market's near all-time highs. So give us a call today at 800-227-7777 for a complimentary risk analysis and retirement planning session. We'll get a good understanding of your current strategy, your goals, and risk tolerance. Then we'll shape a plan for you that can grow your nest egg without feeling like you're risking it with the, quote, wrong decision. So make sure to call SHP Financial today at 800-227-7777 for your complimentary risk analysis and retirement planning session. It will take about an hour, but just could change your life. Call 800-227-7777 or visit us at shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
We have a few minutes left, so we want to leave you with our top few takeaways from today's show. So Matt, I want to get right into it, not waste any time. What's your top takeaway?
So I just want to go back to the original segment on the Equifax data breach. Again, these are sort of like your precious jewels of data, private information, social security numbers, date of birth, etc. So I really encourage everyone to check it out, make sure if you were compromised and take the necessary steps to protect your data going forward.
Yeah, if you want to contact us, you can email us, ask@shpne.com. equifax.com, and we'll send you the link to see if you're on the list, unfortunately, if your data was breached with Equifax, as well as different ways to protect yourself. Keith, what's your takeaway?
Well, with the market hitting all times highs, what it seems like on a daily basis, some people forget the pain that they maybe felt back in 08. So we're doing an event called Understanding Market Corrections, because believe it or not, at some point, it's probably going to happen. But more importantly, what we're really trying to find out and educate people on is how it can affect them, how it could derail their retirement. So we're hosting two events, both in our offices, one in our Plymouth office and one in our Woburn office, Tuesday, October 10th from 5 to 7. It's a wine and cheese event. Derek, myself, and Matt will be there kind of talking about and helping people understand what a market correction could mean to them. And the second event is Woburn, Thursday, October 12th from 6 to 8, same type of idea. So we'll be doing the same event twice, one in Plymouth on October 10th and one in Woburn on October 12th. If you'd like to reserve a seat, it's shpfinancial.com.
Or, and one of the other things, Keith, I'll mention is what's neat about this event is we're going to share with the folks that are there, we can actually show you what your risk number is, meaning with your current portfolio, within a pretty good approximate range, how much you could make in a good market and how much you could lose in a bear market. And that's something that you should probably know, because some people come in and they'll say, Derek, the most I could lose ever currently is $100,000. And I'll review their portfolio and I say, yeah, if we have another 2008, you may lose $500,000. And they say, so you might have to make changes according to how much, what your actual risk tolerance is. So if you want to learn more, sign up for the event October 10th or October 12th. And yes, if you call us, our number is 508-746-2400. That's our Plymouth office, 508-746-2400. Call to sign up. My final takeaway, we talked earlier about two things. One is the important conversations that you want to have with your parents, and then also important conversations that you want to have with your children or grandchildren about how to inherit your money, how to take the funds that you've worked so hard for and make sure that they're executing on your wishes going forward. Bottom line that we see is that many folks come to our office right from this radio show, and there's such a lack of planning that goes on out there. So our retirement roadmap process we developed, we started our company in 2003, and we've developed our retirement roadmap process, which is trademarked, and it looks at income, investing, taxes, healthcare, and legacy, all under one plan, one umbrella. And many folks have investments and they're doing well right now because the market's high, but they don't really have the other areas covered. They don't know where their income's coming from. They don't know if it's going to last for the rest of their life. They're not sure they're maximizing their legacy to the next generation and minimizing taxes. A lot of their advisors aren't talking to them about healthcare planning. If this sounds like you, if any of these areas sound like you and you want to learn more, just pick up the phone. We have offices for you in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, and Hyannis. Just call 800-227-7777. Just say you want to sit down for a cup of coffee and have a review with us to build your retirement roadmap. Again, there's no obligation to sit down. 800-227-7777, or go to our website at shpfinancial.com. We want to wish you a great rest of your weekend, and we look forward to talking to you again next week right here on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.